like to first thank all of our board members that were there for participating in the joint meeting. I'd like to say thank all of you, the staff, for all the extra effort that they put forth to help that meeting happen, that we had a joint meeting. And I know the mental health task force is very appreciative to have the joint meeting. I think we'd like to do that next year, because the meeting ends up happening on the 28th. And thought it was very helpful to have the meeting together. And we meet in one place and have a combined meeting and join forces. And so that was the input from the North Mental Health Task Force. To reach out to the various groups that try to pull in and have a larger audience and have individuals from the community come in and speak. We have more people speak at public comment and had an opportunity. Thank you to the board members that were participating in the meeting group, both in between the task force meeting and the public comment, and after the meeting, and enjoyed the beverages and snacks that were provided by the mental health task force. And I know the folks that I talked to from the task force really enjoyed talking to board members and as staff and DHHS staff. And I'm looking forward to having ongoing conversations. And I guess I'd like to know what you folks thought and how you saw it beneficial, what could be improved, what could be done differently, and just open. And then I guess we'll speak to the public comments separately. Any comments about the structure of the day or
Madam Chair, Finance Chair Cantor, I think there's probably a needle to thread here. I think we could engage in some dialogue. In the past, at the beginning of the meeting, we've had just a comment about we're here to hear your comments, we want to hear, you know. We've had a larger gallery with many comments, and so at some meetings we've had to keep the comments to 3 minutes. We didn't do this at the last meeting because there was a relatively small number of speakers. The challenge for my team is we can't share any protected health information. We can't even acknowledge some of these clients. And so, especially when it's an individual, you know, related to a case or a person's legal status or whatever, it gets really challenging to respond in the moment. I will just say that I have reached out to most of the people who have come and spoke with their comment. I've had conversations, including with some of the folks who presented at the last meeting, and sort of meet with them directly. I give them some person-centered guidance, so if we can get their feedback. We do explore those, and it's a little more discreet. So I don't know what the perfect solution is. I do agree that some things would be nice to be able to respond to. For example, we frequently hear suggestions about services to be provided at the Milwaukee County Jail, which is outside of the scope of the mental health board. Unfortunately, that's something that lies with the sheriff, and there's been a lot of discussion around that, but it's just not something that the mental health board can impact. It might be nice to point that out, you know, right in the moment, so people sort of understand that, given that people come, you know, from the community to speak without really knowing that. So I'd be happy to have those discussions of how to format it in a way. My only caution is that people can say anything, and unfortunately we can't use our knowledge to sort of, it's not about debating them, or we don't want to come across like we're rebutting their point. It's just sometimes there's a factual inconsistency with the rules or with an individual case. It puts me in an awkward position to just extemporaneously answer that question or, you know, in the public.
I think some of the misdirected by the simple management of people understanding the understanding of concerns, and we hope that you suggested maybe if it happened to something that, you know, as a host, just then what we want to do is that. So, you know, it's a way to acknowledge what individuals are saying non-verbally, right? And so, and I know it's very interesting, but community members stood up and said, you guys can at least smile, right? So, you know, sometimes we can just do a head nod, you know, it's different ways to acknowledge that we agree or we're hearing you. And I think we can do a better job at the board to do that part. But again, we would have to meet in the governance committee to figure out, you know, legally can we respond, and then what is the proper way to respond legally as well. Thank you.
I just have a suggestion that I've heard before, and that for a person to be critical
not just